Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores, please?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Tom Beaudet and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Gary O'Connor has 2.
All right. So, Gary, you're going to be up first since you're in third place. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. The Senate Judiciary Committee sent blank's nomination to the full Senate.
Michael McKenzie.
Right. Oh. Stocks went down after blank said that economic problems will cause business growth to slow in the coming months.
Ben Bernanke.
Right. 24 workers at Chicago's blank airport were arrested for being part of a fake security badge scheme.
O'Hare.
Yes. After a crocodile in Australia was caught menacing local fishermen, police said they had no choice but to blank.
Shoot it.
No, throw it in jail for the night.
Oh.
Less than 3 weeks after he walked away from the Yankees, Joe Torre was introduced as the new manager of the blanks.
Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes, indeed. For the first time ever, Egypt has put the mummy of blank on display.
King Tut.
Yeah, he looks good. A Syracuse, New York woman is suing over injuries she suffered when her dentist lost control of his drill because he was blanking.
Talking on his cell phone.
No, dancing to the great disco hit Car Wash.
With that nitrous oxide mask over his face.
Well, there's a time and a place for disco dancing, but while you're drilling a tooth, probably not then. So he's doing his dance, and he kind of slips and...
Oh, that's no good.
According to the patient, Dr. George Trusty began performing rhythmical steps and movements to the song Car Wash, which was on the radio. He's been ordered to hand over his disco ball while the case is pending. Carl, how did Carrie do in our quiz?
Carrie had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Carrie has taken the lead.
Very well done, Carrie. Very nice for that. Well, we flipped a coin, and Paul has elected to go second. So, Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank. After a 15-day trip, the blank landed safely in Florida on Wednesday.
Space shuttle.
Right. In a surprise move, evangelical Christian and televangelist blank endorsed
Pat
pro-choice divorcee Rudy Giuliani. Yes. Republican presidential candidate blank celebrated after raising $4.2 million online in a single day.
Ron Paul.
Right. The patriarch of one of the most famous singing families, George Blank, died
Osmonds.
At age 90. Right. In Italy, a daring highway robbery netted the thieves $4,000 worth of blank.
$4,000 worth of, don't know, pass.
Truffles.
That's what I meant.
After it was announced that he would not be allowed in the Democratic ballot in South Carolina, blank ended his presidential campaign.
Stephen Colbert.
Right. The head of the Senate Finance Committee is investigating the financial practices of 6 television blanks.
Evangelists.
Right. A man in Ireland who was caught driving 180 kilometers an hour had the charges reduced after the judge determined blank.
He was cute.
No. After the judge realized that he didn't look so fast when converted to miles per hour.
Oh, nice.
David Clark was clocked doing 180 kilometers an hour, a speed which the horrified judge thought was very excessive. But when he converted it to miles, he was only doing 112 miles an hour. Didn't seem so bad. So the judge reduced Clark's charge from driving dangerously, which would have cost him his license, to driving carelessly, which fined him 1,000 euros. He refused to change the fine from 1,000 euros to $1,000 because... you have to draw the line somewhere. Carl, how did Paul do on our quiz?
Paul had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Paul has the lead.
Well done, Paul.
Well done.
Woo-hoo.
I'm shaking in my boots here, Paul.
Done like a super mouse. All right. How many, then, does Tom need to win?
Tom needs 6 to tie. 7 to win outright.
Oh, that's his tall order. Here we go, Tom. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. Casualty totals revealed that 2007 was the worst year yet for U.S. troops in blank.
In Iraq.
Right. On Monday, Congress gave the blank one last chance to comply with subpoenas for documents and testimony pertaining to the firing of U.S. attorneys.
The White House.
Right. Detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi said she's ready to work with the military junta in blank.
Burma.
Right. Or Myanmar. Either both. President Bush repeated his comment that if the world wants to prevent World War III, then it should stop blank from getting a nuclear weapon.
Iran.
Right. In a sketch on Saturday Night Live lampooning the Clintons, blank made a surprise appearance as himself.
Oh, Barack Obama.
Right. During a concert with husband Mark Antony, blank finally confirmed that, yes, she is pregnant.
Who in the hell is that? husband of Mark Antony. Cleopatra.
Close. Jennifer Lopez, a Connecticut man, was arrested after making repeated and apparently serious calls to 911 and telling the dispatcher that blank.
He had a tick in his back.
No, he told them that he was out of beer and could police please pick some up for him?
Oh, God. Boy, sure, who hasn't made that call?
It seemed like an emergency to him, to Brian Poulin, because running out of beer, you know, it's a problem. He called 911 to ask him to bring him some more. They refused, thinking they just didn't understand how serious this was. He kept calling repeatedly. Police finally responded to the call without beer and arrested him. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Tom needed at least 6 to tie. He had 5 correct answers. So with 15 points, Paul Provenza is this week's champion.
Congratulations, sir.
My first win.
Really? No.
Yes, it is
that
my
cannot
first
be
win.
True.
Yeah. It is my first win and no performance enhancing drugs whatsoever.
Really?
None.
That's great. Congratulations, Paul.